Hey, it's a big schuss. Big schuss to be back together. Be back together. Elozman. New beginning, a new start to yeshiva. I was thinking about this last week. I had the schuss to be in Eretz Yisrael for my son's bar mitzvah. My son leaned overlooking the Kaisel on the Marpeset of Netivariyeh. Rosh Chodesh Elul, first day Rosh Chodesh Elul. Can't explain to you what the feelings were. I'm sure you have a little bit of an understanding. And my son spoke and he asked the following question. It's something we've spoken about before here, but we have to start with this. So we all know the first mitzvah given to Bnei Yisrael was the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. He had this chus to lay in Rosh Chodesh for his bar mitzvah. That was the first mitzvah given to Bnei Yisrael. You open up a Chumash, Rashi, all the way to the beginning of Chumash, asked maybe that's where the Torah should begin. Right? The Torah should begin with Achodesh Hazeh Lechem from Parshas Bo, which is all more than a sefer later. But that's the first mitzvah given to Bnei Yisrael. Now, if the first mitzvah given to Bnei Yisrael is the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, then it must be very fundamental. It must be very deep. It must be inspirational. There must be something in Rosh Chodesh. Now, most of us, when we celebrate Rosh Chodesh, okay, Hallel is nice. Most of, maybe we have a little bit of an extra suda. We've learned Rosh Chodesh is more for women, right? It was a mida keneged mida. For another time, we discuss how it's a mida keneged mida for not partaking in the chet ha'egel. Rosh Chodesh, is that really? If we had a one mitzvah to start with, that's where we'd start, Rosh Chodesh. We'd start with Rosh Chodesh. Aren't there other mitzvahs that seem way more fundamental, way more inspirational? Start with Shabbos Chodesh, Tefillah, Limud HaTorah, all the beautiful chasadim that we have. Rosh Chodesh. Even of Yom Tovim is Rosh Chodesh what's most prominent. Why are we starting Rosh Chodesh? So I thought as follows. My son said over an answer last week at the bar mitzvah, I want to give a different approach. You know, Bnei Yisrael, we count our days by the Levana, by the moon. By the Umos HaOilam, by the other nations, how do they count? They don't count by the moon. How do they count? What's the American calendar set up according to? The sun. What's the nafkamina? What's the big difference between the moon and the sun? The moon has a constant hischadshus, a constant newness, a constant freshness. Every month, a new moon. Every month, a new hischadshus, a new excitement. And that's how we count our days. Rabbeinu Shalom is trying to teach us and show us. And what the whole mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh is about is sanctification of the new. Hischadshus. And that we need hischadshus, this newness, this freshness, this excitement, every moment of our lives. We're sitting here, a new zman, first day of yeshiva. There's hischadshus, a new masechta we open up, it's exciting, it's different. We're here in yeshiva, maybe we have new chavrusas, we're going to have shir funnel, we haven't had shir in a while. It's exciting, it's new. That's the same hischadshus we have to carry with us every day as a yid. That's our Mohus, that's our essence. That's why it was the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael, Rosh Chodesh. Chodesh is chadshus. It's new. That's the way we live our lives. That's the essence of what it is to be an Eved Hashem. You know, the Medrash says, Ein nitna Torah ela l'oichle man. The Torah was only given to those who ate the man. Why was that so significant? Why did we have to eat the man in order to receive the Torah? There are many answers. But one idea is that we know there was a Isserlina by the man. What does that mean, an Isserlina? What does that mean? You weren't allowed to leave it overnight, right? If you left it overnight, what would happen? It would be stale. It would be stale. It would be disgusting. It would be wormy. Every day was new. When it came to man, every day was fresh. Every day I went outside, a new man. Nothing was left over. There were no leftovers. Ain't need the Torah l'chaman because our Torah has to be with that same ischadshus as the man. Our Torah has to be exciting. Our lima every day. I wake up in the morning and it's noch a first day of elzman. Every day. So today I woke up with such an excitement. Tomorrow I'm going to wake up with such an excitement. And the next day I'm going to wake up with such an excitement. Oh, but what do you mean, Rabbi? It's not practical. That's not true. Today is new. Today is fresh. Today is exciting. When I'm going to be in the middle of cheshvan, you know, in the middle of Cheshvan, in the middle of Mar Cheshvan, and I've already been 2 months into yeshiva, and I have college, I have tests, and I have this. It's not so new, it's not so fresh, it's not so exciting. When it's Torah, it can be, and it needs to be. You know, there was 1 month that was left over. There was 1 month that was left over. 1 month, not Shabbos, but that's for another time we could talk about. But there was a month that was left over day and day in and day out and day out. What? There was a jar of mon, a tzentzenes of mon that was what? That was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that was in the Aron, right? How could that be? Why didn't it go stale? Why didn't that mon go stale? The halacha mon's left over goes stale. The Tzafnas Paneach explains because that mon was Lefnei Hashem. That mon was connected, miskusher, misdabik la Hashem. It's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Shechina. Nothing goes stale in such a situation. It's always fresh. It's always new. When I recognize and realize every time I open my Gemara, I open up my Mitzachs Makos, I'm connecting to Rabbeinu Shlomo, I'm connecting to Eibishter, I'm being one with Hashem, this is Chadshus, it's a new relationship, it's a new beginning. Every day, it's a new Gemara, it's a new Rashi, it's a new Tosfos, it's a different world, it's not the same Gemara I learned yesterday. This is the godless of Talmud Torah. Bereishis Bara Elokim, every year, we start Bereishis Bara Elokim, it's a new Bereishis. Bereishis Bara Elokim is a new Bereishis every year. I could relearn it with new ideas, with new depth. And Makos as well. We open up our Mesechus Makos, it's a new Makos. Maybe some of us learned Makos before, maybe not. It doesn't matter. It's a whole new world. It's a whole new way of looking at Makos. I had the schus to learn Makos. First time I really learned Makos. Well, I learned Makos, I think, in elementary school originally. I don't know if I could call that learning, but the first time I really learned Makos, I had the schus to learn Elzman in the mirror 15 years ago. Learned through Makos. It was mamish unbelievable. It was right before I came back and got engaged. It was my last Zman Kulo Bitoira with no other tirdas, no other achrayas. I remember like it's yesterday. It was very special. And this summer I started opening up Makos to prepare for the new Zman. I was learning through Makos. And I've learned through Makos before, but it was exciting. It's new. It's chachas. I'm seeing ideas and mefarshim and ways of understanding the Gemara that I've never seen before. But it's the same Makos, the same words, but it's new. It's chachas. When you're Lefnei Hashem, it's new. When the Torah is my way of connecting to Hashem, it's new, it's exciting. And it has to be with his chachas. We're here, we're starting a new Zman in Yeshiva, and this is Baruch Hashem, it's a schus. You know, you go, I had the schus, so I was in Eretz Yisrael last week, so I was there when I saw a lot of the guys coming to start their new Zman. And it's exciting, it's new. And it's just as exciting and new here, even though we have college as well, even though we have other achrayas. But when I'm in Yeshiva, it's Yeshiva. It's my oil shel Torah. It's my time to be Lefnei Hashem with his chachos, and that is chachos, that newness is going to carry me through the rest of my day and give me the hatzlacha that I need to continue to be the Eved Hashem I want to be in every circumstance, in any situation. That's why, by the way, if you take the gematria of his chachos is gematria 1,123, exactly the gematria, zeh ha-Torah tmima. This is complete Torah. Zeh haTorah Tmima is gematria chachos. Why, if you want to be complete in Torah, you have to have chachos every day. It has to be fresh. It has to be new. It has to be exciting. And this is our avodah. We came in here today, first day of Zman. It's new and exciting, and it has to continue. And it will continue. Every day I wake up, it's a new day with my neshama. It's a new day to learn Torah. It's a new day to get close to Hashem. It's a new Gemara. It's so exciting, and it's an Elul Zman. We enter into an Elul Zman. There's no greater preparation for Yavin Arayim than to steig in yeshiva, to sit and learn Maseches Makos. You say, what do you mean? What do you mean, Rebbe? What about Shari Tshuva? What about Rambam Hilchos Tshuva? The best way to sit and learn in yeshiva, sit and learn Gemara, sit and learn Torah, yes. And I saw a Torah. It's an amazing Torah. This chus for my son's bar mitzvah a week before, he put on tefillin for the first time with Rav Nevenzal Shlita. In Rav Nevenzal's house, it was unbelievable. Rav Nevenzal gave me his sefer on these days, on Elul and Tishrei, Rishani Yom Kippur, he has a sefer, a beautiful sefer. And he gave me a copy inscribed, it's very beautiful, very special. So I was learning through this past Shabbos, I finally had the time to open it up, and I was learning through some ideas. Mom's beautiful Torahs. So he brings down a question from the Ar Yisrael. The Ar Yisrael asks, and many others ask such a question, that the Seder, the order of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, seem to be flipped. Meaning what? What is Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is our day of Slicha Mechila. That I walk into Yom Kippur, unfortunately darkened b'chait, that I'm not who I should be, and I walk out pure and tahor, right? And then Rosh Hashanah is the day where I'm mamlich the Ribbono Shel Olam, makabel ol malchus shemayim. I make HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my king, I'm one with Hashem. So don't we always learn Sur Meira ve'asei tov? Meaning what? I'm this darkened individual, full of chait, full of avera, full of bittul Torah, full of lashon hara, full of so many areas where each and every one of us needs to work on. So shouldn't we first try to fix that and wash ourselves clean before mamlech Ribbono Shel Olam? Shouldn't Yom Kippur precede Rosh Hashanah? Why does Rosh Hashanah precede Yom Kippur? You hear? So he says very beautifully, listen. Listen to Rav Neventhal explains. Rav Neventhal says, when you want to destroy something, you want to break something down, there are two ways to do it. L'mashal, you have a wall. You want to break down the wall. So you know what you could do? If you want, you could take a hammer, and you could break brick by brick. Knock down one at a time. And eventually, over time, it'll take a while, but you knock down brick by brick by brick by brick, you knock down the whole wall. Or there's another way to destroy that wall. You could go and you could take a shovel and you could dig underneath. And it will take you much less time. All you have to do is destroy the foundation. Get rid of the foundation. Get rid of what the entire wall is standing upon. The yisoid, the foundation of the wall. And when you destroy the foundation, the entire wall will come crumbling down. So Neventhal explains, so too is when we want to uproot our ra within us, uproot our averos, uproot that which we need to fix, that's what you need to tikkun. So I could go avera by avera and try to fix this area and that area and every area individually. And it's doable, but it will take a very, very long time and very, very difficult to do. Very, very difficult to do. One brick at a time. One brick at a time. Or I could mamish just change the whole foundation. He says, that's what Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah is, I'm one with Hashem, I'm mizdavik to Hashem, I'm mamlech l'ribono shel Olam. I realize there's a melech malchim lochim, there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu that's on top of me, that's watching me. My whole world changes. That foundation is taken from underneath me. How can I bring myself to sin anymore? How can I bring myself to do wrong? How can I not sit and learn to the best of my ability? How can I not daven with kavana when I'm mamlech ribono shel Olam? When I realize there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu who's the King of all kings, who's watching over me every moment, who understands yodea talumos, who understands every depth within me as we daven throughout our tefillos. When I understand all that, of course I'm a completely different person. And it's a quick fix. And it's a beautiful fix. And then I have to go back. Once I do that, once I take out the foundation and I'm a whole new person, then I go to Yom Kippur and step by step, one brick at a time I fix to be metaken and mitar myself in the way that I want to be pure in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam lifnei Hashem titaru. That's the order of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. What's the greatest foundation, the greatest way that I can uproot it all and change completely? Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavlin. Limanat Torah is my way to be one with Ribbono Shel Olam. And when I'm one with Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm a different person. As we've mentioned here before over the years, the Tanya tells us, when I'm learning Torah, I'm hugging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I'm in an embrace with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't think you're going to be a different person? You don't think you're going to daven well and learn well and have the proper midos? I'm literally in an embrace with the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm literally in an embrace with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that Torah that I learn, I could be in that embrace, by the way, all day long. If I learn seriously and I start my day off the way we're starting our day off, be'amelus b'Torah and sitting and pushing myself. So even though maybe later in the day I have to be involved with the Mudichol and other Achrayas and whatever it might be, but that Torah is within me and it's there. Have a raya. Later in the day, hopefully at night, I'll have the opportunity at some point to learn a little bit more. Come back to the base message for night seder. Talk about that another time. Afternoon, if you grab a few minutes here or there. When you sit and learn later in the day, do you make a new Berachas HaTorah? Do you make a new Berachas HaTorah? You don't make a new Berachas HaTorah. The Berachas HaTorah for the morning is carried. Oh, but I stopped and I was involved in so many. Obviously, again, there are a lot of ways to understand this and a lot of ways to explain. But ultimately, the Torah that I learned is still within me. It's still jiving within my neshama, within my system. I'm carrying it with me all day long. I'm a different person because I started off my day with serious Torah study. and I'm one with Hashem. I'm lifnei Hashem, and therefore there's nothing goes stale. There's a ischachus, there's an excitement. You know, some of the chaver in this room last year, this chus to be learning Eretz Yisrael. Some was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and there's excitement, there's ischachus. And sometimes when you're in chutz laretz, the sviva is definitely not the same. The environment is definitely not the same. You don't have that full day, full time yeshiva environment. You don't have the full day, full time Eretz Yisraelic environment surrounded by the people, the Yidden, the holy Jews of Eretz Yisrael, the Mekoymas HaKadosh, to be able to go to the Kaisel Maravi, to be able to go to different Batei Kfura, to be able to play places that are. We don't have that in the same way in Chutz Laretz. So, how am I going to stay fresh and excited? And unfortunately, we'll see, and you've seen already many of friends, therefore, become stale and don't have this Chachas, and over time, they're not as connected, and that excitement and freshness, and they lose. How can we keep it? The Tzafs Nas Paneach taught us, how do we keep it fresh and exciting to be Lifnei Hashem? How am I Lifnei Hashem? Talmud Torah. Torah Tavlin. Torah Tavlin, that's how I uproot the whole foundation. That's how I'm one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu every moment. That's how I'm one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu every moment. If I think I need more, so I learn more. I learn more. If I think that I'm slowly losing some of it, then push myself. That means I'm not putting in enough amelos. I might be here sometimes also. Maybe I'm showing up. I'm showing up, but am I learning by amelos? Am I learning with effort? Am I learning, or I'm learning and every 5 minutes checking my phone for a text, for an email, for something else, for echvesness, checking ESPN. I don't know, whatever the chaver does early in the morning. I don't know what new could come up in ESPN. You already checked it at night, and you know everything. But whatever. Yeah. Maybe some, you know, this Achvesnish, I don't know, the French Open going on or some other place, and timing's different, I don't know, whatever. The World Cup's finished already, so we don't have to worry about that. Lemaisa, when I'm learning, but this works, and this freshness and exciting works, if when I'm learning, I'm really learning. I'm one with my Limud Torah. It's with amelus, it's with excitement. I'm here fully. I'm not partially here. We have to decide, then I could keep this chachas. I have to fully be here. I'm fully in my learning. I'm fully in my makos. I'm living, for the time I'm here, I'm living makos. Okay, there's other things going on in my life, and when I'm there, I'm there. But when I'm here, I'm living makos. There's nothing else. For these few hours of the morning, I'm living makos. This is my life. I'm living Livnei Hashem. And then it's going to stay exciting. There's going to be a schachus. The schachus of Rosh Chodesh, the first mitzvah given to Ben Yisrael, will stick with me. The schachus of an Elzman will stick with me. We'll be zoicha to a big Zman of growth. Everyone should be zoicha. I just want to give a bracha the first day of the Zman. Big bracha that we should be zoicha to grow. Be zoicha to be besimcha in our Limud HaTorah. Feel the schachus in the Limud HaTorah. And mamish be zoicha to have the ability to be amal b'Torah, the ability to have the asmada b'Torah. You'll see if you sit and learn. You put in the amelos, by definition, you grow. You got the matzasi tamen. All we can do is put in the amelos. All we can do is put in the hard work and the effort. You'll see tremendous growth in your learning, tremendous growth, and the learning will give you growth in all areas of Avodas Hashem. And b'zoicha to k'siv chsima toiva, b'zoicha the year of simcha, yev geula, b'mehera b'meinu. I don't remember. It's been a while, you know. I didn't stop it.
What should I call it?